Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. Today is Friday, March 4th, 2022. And Jessica, what's going on?
Question for you. If something took you 18 months to complete, and during that process, you built a website to engage thousands of people, hundreds of businesses, and you involved every single city department to gather information and finish your 200-page project, Nick, how would you feel when it's finally done?
I'd probably feel very relieved, but at the same time, that all purpose had been sucked out of my life.
Oh, like you're done.
Yeah.
Like, you did what you needed
what
to do.
What do I do now? It's like when these big politicians, you know, they're there and they finish this giant project and they're like, all right, time to retire.
What's
or
next?
Michael Jordan, it's another better example, you know, it's like you're going out on top.
This is a very existential conversation that I did not anticipate.
There you go. You have to say, you're like, just give me a quick answer. And I'm telling you like, oh, it's this.
That's all right. Well, this is exactly the process the city just finished as part of their 2040 master planning. The new master plan will guide the city's growth and development for the next 20 years. And this process was not just a few people sitting in a back room talking about what they want for O'Fallon. It was a very open process that anyone who is interested could get involved in. There were online polls, surveys, public meetings, in-person meetings, Zoom meetings. There were a number of opportunities for people to provide input about what they would like to see in the future. And Nick, you know this, city planning is part science and part art.
Yeah.
The challenge is, how do you maintain your community identity while also dreaming of how this city and really the world could evolve over the next 20 years? So things like, will as many people go to the grocery store, or will drones deliver your order right to your doorstep? Should there be vehicle charging stations around the community for electric cars? These are the type of questions that get discussed.
Interesting.
What was most interesting was that this city planning process happened entirely during the pandemic. So they didn't have to wonder, for example, if more people would be working from home in the future. They got to see that play out in real time.
Huh.
And that changes the conversation because O'Fallon has long been considered a bedroom community where a noticeable percent of residents work outside the city. So in terms of daily life, when more residents leave the city during the day, there were bursts of traffic in the morning and then again at rush hour. But in this new work from home environment, things have really changed. And that can complicate, let's say, daytime traffic patterns. More people used to be gone during the day, but now many more are at home. They're eating lunch out at parks and in local restaurants, and they're shopping and exercising on their lunch hour. So there are more people here in the city throughout the day. So you see how this could change the demand for services, and then what people value and what they need from the city, that's also changing. And I think all of this is good news for the community in terms of, you know, if people want to keep it local. But it changes what amenities are needed. And then you have to plan for how that growth can happen within all of these other changes. And this master plan project was set up to engage residents, educators, business owners to see what mattered to them, and then to creatively plan for how to accommodate what people say they want more or less of. The process began in July 2020, and it just finished up this past week with the elected officials voting to officially adopt the plan. And this is more than just a plan on paper. You know, you put it in a binder up on a shelf.
Yeah.
Illinois state statute outlines why planning commissions and planning departments really need to have documents like this in place and kept updated. But to be honest, this plan is just the beginning. Now the city staff have to break down the plan, suggest changes to building and zoning codes. They have to work with developers to adapt to the changes. And then figure out strategically how to implement the plan, even as other things continue to change, right? So elected officials change over, residents move in and out of the city, the priorities change. Seems like a super fun challenge.
It sounds like a lot of work, but really important work because we want to make sure we're progressing in ways that keep us a destination for residents and businesses.
That's right. We will link to the 2040 master plan in the show notes. So if you're curious as to who is involved, how the process worked, and what your fellow residents said was important, you're going to want to check that out.
Before we get into upcoming events, you told me you wanted to remind people about the community calendar.
Yes.
You want to go ahead and do that now?
I do. The City of O'Fallon maintains an online community calendar. If you are a group or part of a group that is hosting an event, a service project, fundraiser, concert, pretty much anything, you can submit that very easily online. And once it goes through a quick approval process, it'll appear on the calendar. And not only does this promote your event to the public, but it also helps you plan events because you can see what other big events might be happening around the same time as yours.
We'll link to that in the show notes as well. So Jess, what's on the calendar for this week?
This Thursday night, two downtown district businesses are partnering for a really fun night out. Courage and Grace, which is a do-it-yourself workshop studio, is offering custom kitchen boards. And then Chrissy, who owns Boarding House Bistro, which is a downtown business specializing in freshly prepared charcuterie boards, she's going to guide you through curating an amazing charcuterie board. You're going to learn how to make your boards stunningly visual, but also understand how to pair elements of your board to make it taste really good. The price of the workshop includes your board that you get to take home with you, all the food and instruction. Now, Nick, you've taken a class like this before, right?
I have.
How was it?
It's interesting because you learn how the cheeses and the fruits and the nuts and the meats and whatnot, like, you know, how they interact and all that. And I learned how to make a flour out of salami.
Wow, yes. That's even more than I can do.
I have the skill to make a flour out of salami.
A meat flour.
Exactly.
Noted. That same evening, Thursday, March 10th, is Pub Table Historian at the Bike Surgeon, and that starts at 6 p.m. And then on Saturday, March 12th, is the first Vine Street Micro Market at O'Fallon Station. That'll run from 9 until noon, and I hope we have some of this amazing weather we've had recently for this Vine Street Market.
Definitely.
Also on Saturday, March 12th, from 10:30 until 1:30 p.m., Parks and Recreation Department is hosting a job fair. They are looking for individuals of all ages to fill seasonal positions throughout the spring and the summer. Things like park maintenance workers, camp counselors, concession stand workers, and lifeguards. They are looking to hire individuals of all ages. Most positions, the minimum age is 15, but there are certain sporting official positions that can start as young as age 14. They had a great turnout at the job fair last month, so hopefully they'll have another great event this time around. And then don't forget about the St. Patty's Grub Crawl in downtown O'Fallon on Thursday, March 17th. It sounds like places will have some fun Irish eats for about $5. And if you're feeling the spring cleaning bug, there is an electronics recycling event scheduled for Saturday, March 26th from 9 until noon at Cariel Junior High. These used to be held at City Hall, but the response has been so great that traffic was backing up out of the parking lot and creating some problems. So these have been moved to Cariel Junior High, where there is plenty of space to accommodate the masses. And Nick, that's about all I have for this week.
Well, very cool. Well, on that note, I've got to get going.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.